You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great week for It's the Real.
Another great fucking week.
Can we get into this great ad from our friends over at Dollar Shave Club?
We sure can.
All right, let's do it.
Guys, you do not need to choose between price and quality to get an amazing and affordable shave. DollarShaveClub.com is the answer.
Yes.
To prove how amazing their shave really is, right now they're going to give you your first month free to join the club.
Yes.
DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to my door for a third of the price of what the greedy razor corporations charge.
Listen, low price, high quality, it comes to your door. Honestly, why would you use any other service?
There's no reason to, and there's no reason to deal with the drugstore hassle and battle the locked up razor fortress ever again.
No, those guys are the worst.
Yeah, like Derek with no college education.
I don't want to
fumbling with the keys.
I don't want to cross the street and deal with people. I'd rather it just show up at my door. Dollar Shave Club does that.
You want to know what? I get a first-class shave when I use the Executive Blade, and when I use it with Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides for the smoothest shave ever.
And that's actually true. Jeff used an electric razor before. I used a regular, like, you know, regular brand razor. This is a life changer. Shout out to Dollar Shave Club.
Yes. So here's your chance to see why over 3 million members like me and Eric love Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is so confident in the quality of all their products. Now you can get your first month of the club for free. Just pay shipping. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. No long-term commitment, no hidden fees. There's no reason not to do it. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/waste. W-A-S-T-E. That's dollarshaveclub.com/waste.
All right, Jeff, it's finally here. Today at noon.
Noon.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
On thefader.com. Our new music video, Dave Matthews Band's from the upcoming mixtape, Teddy Bear Fresh. You guys are going to love it.
It's
you guys
blessing.
Are going to love it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Go there. Hashtag Dave Matthews Band's on all of our socials at It's The Real. Let us know what you think. Shout out to Greg Mayo, who produced the song. Shout out to Ian Rex Arrow Wolfson, who directed the video. Guys, spread the word. Tell everyone you know, Dave Matthews Band's. Our upcoming mixtape is called Teddy Bear Fresh, has a lot of fun songs on it. Dave Matthews Band's, Dave Matthews Band's, Dave Matthews Band's. Jeff, who do we have on the podcast today?
Today we have Rembert.
You forgot.
I get confused. We have people coming on Monday. We have people coming on Tuesday. Today we have Rembert Brown, our friend, our longtime friend.
Yes, although if he hears this intro, he may not think so.
Yeah, well,
Rembert Brown.
Some people think that his name is Rembrandt.
It's Rembert Brown, formerly of Grantland, currently of New York Magazine. You've loved his writing. You've loved his personality, his social persona.
Yeah, you might not love that he has 102 degree fever. I certainly didn't.
So Rem came through. Rem was not feeling well. He asked us for one thing and one thing only, and that was
Red Bull.
A Red Bull, and we provided it. So here you go. It's Rembert Brown. It's the Real. Shout out to our friend Phil Chang, who came through.
Yeah.
And
he sat on the couch.
Yes. And enjoyed this episode, which is just very Rembert and It's the Real.
Yes.
Jeff? When do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Pepper Millie, a.k.a. On My Grind.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Blowing Lines, a.k.a. Bad Actor.
Yo, what up? It's Rembert Brown, a.k.a. Young Writer at Large, a.k.a. Young Writer at Small.
Yeah, and this is a waste of time, it's real. Rem, how you feeling?
Is this a podcast?
Yeah.
Are we filming this?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, by the way, we're filming it for fullscreen.com.
Yeah, you can go to fullscreen.com/itsthereal. Check out all of our episodes. You can see the inside of our apartment. You can see
what's on this table, which is like not only what we brought to the table, which is just weird and we can't even explain it, but also what Rembert brought, which is awesome because no one else has brought something that they can contribute to the table. But
wait, I'm going to just throw myself under the bus real quick.
Yeah. Yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to start this off.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One. I should have done this podcast a long time ago.
Sure.
You were the first person that we asked.
Yes, and apparently this is not the first episode.
No, well, we're starting anew.
Yeah.
Great.
It's sort of like Batman Begins, where you just like start the series
every time.
Over.
Yeah.
Two, I'm really excited because I'm running like a crazy fever right now and just took some cold medicine.
Right.
And so I have just no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Cold medicine and Red Bull.
And Red Bull. And Deer Park, are they a sponsor?
They are now.
Yeah. Say it to the camera, though.
Deer Park.
should mention, by the way, if you go to fullscreen.com/itsthereal, you get a full month free.
Yeah.
So they should go to fullscreen.com/itsthereal and get that full month.
Do it.
And if you go to deerpark.com
/itsthereal, we'll see what comes up. Also, yeah. Phil Chang's in the building. What up, Phil?
Bong bong.
Bong bong.
So Rem, what's good? Just generally.
Things are good.
Good.
It is October.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you celebrating?
Oh, God. You know. Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, all the hits. Yeah. Yom Kippur.
Yeah, yep. Sure.
Did you know that Columbus Halloween. Day is on Monday?
It just comes up real quick.
Is Columbus Day one of the ones
Indigenous Peoples Day.
that changes with the moons?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how correct. Yeah, that's right.
And like Rosh Hashanah is the new year.
Mm-hmm. Which also, by the way, Jewish just calendar some. Goes by the moon. The lunar calendar.
You thought I just said moon on accident? Like, yeah,
I don't know if it's the Red Bull. I don't know if it's the Deer Park.
I know a lot about the ways of the tribe.
So. Rem, guess what?
What?
Tomorrow, we might be going on a very last-minute trip to...
Rihanna plane.
The A.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Have you heard of it?
I just got back from it, actually.
What were you doing down there?
I was there for a wedding.
Oh,
congratulations.
I know.
Thank you.
Who's the lucky lady?
Her name is Jess. She's the now wife of my homie, Evan. It was a great wedding.
DJ or band?
DJ.
Okay.
Which was nice.
Good DJ?
Yeah. When I would yell a request.
You did it?
He didn't do it.
Was it a wedding for one?
Yeah. It was, I had my
own
room.
It was in the back
room.
Of the Uber.
Rem Skyped in.
Yeah, DJ Aux Cord. So yeah, I would just walk up to him and just scream T.I. and then he would play T.I.
When you go to a wedding, are you one of those guys who gives money or do you give something that they ask for straight from their...
Registry?
Their registry.
God, this is kind of embarrassing.
Oh, you don't give gifts?
So I like to give gifts 2 years later.
Oh.
Because I want some proof that it's going to work.
Congratulations to the lucky couple.
The 2 year present is like super fire.
Oh,
it
is not something that they asked for on the registry.
Oh no, it's like I'm not gonna go to. I mean, I like barely RSVP to weddings.
You
just show up.
So,
did you RSVP to this?
No, I was in Central Park. We both live in Central Park. I've never been to a registry website. Apparently, they're on the web.
They are. Mm-hmm. What do you do when a baby is born? Like, do you...
Yeah, wait to see if it works out.
Wait to see if they'll turn out to be two.
Yeah, I wait to see if the kid makes it to age 22. And then I pay off some of their loans.
Last minute trip to Atlanta. We are owed a verse for our mixtape, and we're going to go get it in person. We're not going to say. Actually, there's two. One is agreed upon, and the other has been agreed upon, but we're like...
But it might be a surprise.
We're going to go press him.
Yeah.
So
is the camera going to edit out every time I blow my nose, or are we just going to do this live?
We're going to do it live.
Well, if it's a bit, then like...
It's not a bit. I'm just like, gross.
We have.
By the end of this, this is going to be like Vesuvius.
You have a trash can.
There's a trash can right next to you. Yeah. People should tune in just to see that. So, okay. We're gonna our friend Alex Chichimaro, who is known as the Bald God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's bald.
Hipped us to penny flights. Do you know what these are?
Like flight posits?
No, you're like thinking shoes? Of foam posits. No.
No.
Airplanes?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. You're thinking of the B.O.B. song.
Shout out to the A.
Yeah.
And it's B.O.B. That's who's going to give us our verse.
Yes.
You
I take... love how that, like, no one thought that was true.
We're going to...
like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
We're going to go down... You take a bus down to Atlantic City, and you can fly Spirit Airlines for a minuscule price.
Literally
a dollar. To Atlanta.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
To fly Spirit?
Mm-mm.
Don't let us... Don't tell us that.
You're killing our spirit.
I know.
Sometimes... I think I took Spirit once, and... Because you have to, like, pay for the fuel...
Right, like you're not allowed to bring any bags on. You can't bring any like friends on. None
and
of
I
that.
Think like we just had it. I think I feel like the pilot was like, "Yo, we got to go to Charlotte."
Yeah, well,
because
you know.
we didn't pay enough.
Where were you trying to go? Oh, to Charlotte?
No, I was trying to go to Atlanta. He was like, "Hey, just looked at the numbers."
Yeah, didn't make sense.
Yeah,
we're going to Jersey. No, Spirit's cool.
No, I mean
they're not a sponsor.
Wait,
okay.
Why is it called? It costs a penny.
I don't think so. Maybe it's like $20 plus a penny.
Right. Yeah, there's like taxes and fees and like everything's
like
hidden.
The first year of Bolt Bus.
It,
you remember that first year of Bolt
I
Bus?
I do.
First year of Bolt Bus was amazing.
It was promised Wi-Fi, and then it's like, yeah, it's kind of iffy, right?
Yeah. One time, this guy got left at that dreaded pit stop in the middle.
Was this guy you?
It was not me. Oh. But I felt bad because we did like the little roll call. And I when I go on Bolt Bus, I always go for like that three seater in the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like spread it out.
I really like that nice Bolt Bus bathroom smell.
No.
But the guy in front of me was sitting next to someone, and they just for some reason the first hour and a half like did not get along. I think they were like, I think they were arguing over elbow space.
Sure.
And when we took the pit stop, came back, and the guy on the bus was like, "Hey, is everyone's seat partner there?" And everyone's like, "Yeah." And I just watched this person
Rem.
Just be like, "Uh-huh." And I just kind of forgot. I was like, why would they lie about this? There probably wasn't someone sitting there. And then like 5 minutes later, I was like, oh my goodness.
You're an accomplice.
We love that dude at the Sbarro. I forget, they're all named after people.
Yeah, but listen, you had to get somewhere on time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, look after yourself, you know.
Yeah, how would you do in war?
Woodrow Wilson, yeah. How would I do in war?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a coward.
You just leave everybody behind.
I'm a coward. I'm scared of the dark. That'd be terrible.
This is going to be bad. We took a... Bolt Bus was our thing down to D.C., right? That was like our...
Yeah, we owned that.
That's right.
If you think of It's the Real, you know Bolt Bus.
Find us on the Bolt Bus.
Are they a sponsor?
Shout out to Bolt Bus.
Yeah, Deer Park, everybody.
You ever take the double-decker Megabus?
Yes.
So we went on the double-decker Megabus. No big deal.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and we're on the top floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
double
two of
deck.
Them. It wasn't the bottom one. It was the top. And they had overbooked it, and the bus driver is like, it's cool. People can sit on the staircase. And we were like...
No, he didn't say that. Somebody just did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So somebody was sitting on the staircase, and then halfway through, somebody was like feeling bad for the person sitting on the stairs and said, hey, don't worry. I'll trade places with
you. By the way,
you.
That person was not me. I wasn't like, yeah.
No, of course not.
I'll sit on the
you
stairwell.
You don't do nice things on buses. It's a rookie mistake.
Our mutual friend, Koza, we went to... where did we go? It was we were out in LA and we needed to get to Vegas for the Billboard Awards.
Yeah.
And
Koza
hit it. We were staying on the west side of Los Angeles and Koza hit us and he's like, you out here? And we're like, you're out here?
We never hear from you in New York. Why would we hear from you in LA?
Right.
Yeah.
So we're like,
Koza roast hour. Let's go.
And Koza's like, are you going to Las Vegas? We're like, yeah. We're like, we got a free seat in the car. Ride down with us. It'll be fun. We'll play music.
There's no
way
Koza can drive, by the way, right?
No.
There's no way he has a driver's license.
We were going to split the driving. Okay, he could be a passenger, and it'd be a lot of fun. Like, okay, Koza's our guy. Koza's like, no, I already got a bus ticket. And we're like, you're going from L.A. to Vegas on a bus? And he was like, damn right. He did, and he said it was the worst experience of his life because he thought that everybody – because there's only a certain type of person who's going from that L.A. bus station to a Vegas bus station, and he felt the entire time he was going to die, like clutching his bag on his, like he was like, there are murderers all around me.
There's something about West Coast like bus and train travel that I just do not trust, and I don't know why.
Just in general,
for some for some reason DC to New York is like,
yeah,
it's like country, well, it feels hopping, like... in Europe. It's like, oh, I'm in Philly and now I'm in DC and now I'm in Boston. It seemed very normal, but if you were like, hey, take a bus. Like when I hear people take a bus from like San Francisco to LA,
right?
Doesn't it feel like everybody has like
the
bag
gold
on a
rush.
Stick?
Yeah, it feels like, yeah, it's like the Middle Passage or something.
Do we know where the person there was a person who was beheaded on a bus? Remember that years ago? Where was that?
That was on the Chinatown bus.
Where was it?
Vancouver.
Oh, Western Coast. Canada.
Nah, man.
I know.
Why? Yeah.
Everyone has a car on the West Coast. So what? Oh.
Everybody has a car on the East Coast. I don't know what you're talking about.
The East Coast is mass transit in a way that the West Coast doesn't.
We're going to cut all of your content. Stop arguing about this.
There are no cars in the East.
Yeah, that's right.
No East Coast cars.
So we may go to Atlanta tomorrow. If you were going to Atlanta for one day, besides getting your verse, besides pressing this artist for his verse, what would you definitely have to do?
Assuming...
Also, we don't have a car. We're going to Uber everywhere.
Okay, so... couple things.
Yeah.
One,
there's no Uber in Atlanta.
No. Uber in Atlanta it's like, remember that nail salon story where it's like people should feel guilt about how little.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, that's how I've almost begun to feel about Uber in Atlanta. It's so cheap. It's like, I'll travel 40 miles and it's like $8. I'm like, this seems wrong. This is like, I want to leave a tip. But yeah, Uber in Atlanta is great because you need a car, but parking is bad, mm-hmm. Especially if you don't know how to get around. So, and it's also made going out at night great. It is cut down on drunk driving.
Sure.
Unless you play for one of our professional football teams, professional football team, in which case you will still drive drunk.
Are Uber drivers allowed to drink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's still like.
But you won't get a DUI.
Right. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Also, interestingly enough, I did hear that Spirit Airlines pilots like to drink. So that's just, let's just throw that out there before we fly.
Oh, God. So Spirit's not a sponsor.
No, okay. Not.
No, they need a sponsor.
Yeah.
Get it? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there during the day? I assume.
Yeah, we're going
to. I assume wrangling a rapper to give you a verse only takes like 10, 20 minutes.
It's in and out, yeah.
Yeah, show up in Atlanta, get your verse, and go home. I think we're going early in the morning, and we'll leave like early the next day.
Okay. So
we have, or maybe it'll take a week. Who knows?
Yeah. I would go to lunch at a place called Eats.
Eats?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fire.
Like, to the point.
Yeah, they have a really good jerk chicken.
Yeah.
I would walk on the Beltline. Do you know about the Beltline?
No, is it like the High Line?
It's kind of like the High Line.
All right.
In the sense that they repurpose like already existing tracks, and they basically are using it to make like an in-town loop, a pedestrian loop.
Cool.
And everyone is like, Atlanta is one of those cities that like 10 years ago, if you saw someone walking, you were like, why are they walking?
Right.
Why would anyone ever walk anywhere? And now everyone's just like walking and biking everywhere because there's this in-town loop. I would go on a nice stroll.
Does everyone have to go in the same direction?
No. You can go, you can pass people and like high five.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta's a modern town.
It's a happening, it's a snazzy town.
Is it too late to go to Turner Field?
Like, actually, yes. Yeah. Now, they are moving our team to the Burbs.
Yeah, which is...
They're knocking down our 20-year-old stadium.
Makes sense.
Probably turning it into Williamsburg apartments.
Who's ever going to remember that the Atlanta Olympics even happened?
Do you want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about it. They happened.
Who was your favorite cartoon character from the Atlanta Olympics?
Izzy.
Dope.
Yeah. Let's go.
Were you a Dan or a Dave guy?
Please, Eric. That's Barcelona.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Dan O'Brien?
Yeah, right?
God.
And who was the other one? Dave?
O'Brien.
Navarro.
Dave Navarro.
Yeah. Forgettable Dave.
David Tell.
We have a whole bunch to talk to you about.
Great.
Let's get to it.
4 minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How has working for New York Magazine been?
It has been. So I'm almost at a year.
Yeah.
And
you get like sweatpants at a year or something like that?
No, you have to wait for 2 years.
Oh, gotcha.
See if it works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the nice, you know, like the
velour.
Like
the Claire Underwoods.
Keychain is like.
The Claire Underwoods?
Five. Yeah, athleisure. Come on now.
Yeah.
It's a House of Cards reference.
That's right.
It's a Netflix original.
You can go to fullscreen.com.
Sorry, I hate Netflix. I hate Netflix. Anyway, good save. What were we talking about?
Almost a year at New York Magazine.
Yes. I looked back and I was kind of surprised about how many different weird things they've let me write about.
Like
the election, like going to the conventions, like going back and looking at, you forget what happened in this calendar year. So it's like, oh yeah, like Pablo came out this year.
Yeah.
And like I saw SNL, I saw Ultralight Beam in person and just weeped. Openly weeped.
Can you tell the audience your interaction backstage with Kanye?
Oh my God, this is actually a great story that I have not written out yet. So
tell it here and we'll transcribe it.
Yeah. No, you're not going to transcribe it. Okay, so
we work for Uber Rates in Atlanta.
This is actually a great story. So I got a call at like 9:45 p.m. from a friend that was like, hey, can you get to 30 Rock by 10:30? And, you know, me being lazy on Saturday, I'm like, no. Like, I was just like ignoring it. And then I realized that it was Kanye SNL, and I was like mid-conversation with someone. I was like, I gotta go and just like book it. And I've never been SNL. I don't really know how it works. It's
you,
live.
You've watched it.
I've watched it, sure. But just like I didn't know if I had a seat, if I was gonna be backstage, and I go to this green room. I'm with one Dev Hines,
mm-hmm.
good man, very good man.
Blood Orange,
Lightspeed champion, and we are backstage, and there are like two small camps of people backstage. There is Jonah Hill,
sure,
and like I think two people with him.
By the way, he's not hosting.
He's not hosting, but he was going to host like in two. It was like 2 weeks later. It was Jonah Hill and Future.
Gotcha.
But he was just there because I think he's a huge Kanye fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Aziz Ansari and a couple of people. And I don't really know either of these people. So I was just like kind of hugging the wall, drinking Deer Park.
Yeah.
and then like it's about to be like the show's about to start. And slowly we see like Aziz and his two people like walk away. And then we see Jonah Hill and his two people walk away. And suddenly me and Dev are just, like, in the room by ourselves. This is, like, the show has already started. And it's like, wait, is Kanye about to perform? And so we, like, run out. And we're looking for someone to, like, take us to basically where the stage is. But we don't know where to go. And we start hearing music. And we see these, like, NBC pages, like, all peering through this curtain. And we just basically stand with the NBC pages and watch the first performance, which was the song with Thug. And it was like Thug, DeBarge, Kelly Price. The one we talked about, Ray J.
Right.
Only problem is I'm rich.
Yeah.
Lowlights? Highlights?
Highlights.
And so we were super bummed because we couldn't see it. We were watching it on a curtain on the opposite side of a door.
With the pages.
Ugh. Yes.
Disgusting.
Sorry, I have to blow my nose.
Yeah.
I'm like dying.
No, don't. Not today.
Well, no. If you do it on the podcast, then it's like.
Oh, okay,
it would be
cool.
Good for full screen.
Sure, sure.
Have like a real live death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so much better to watch Rem die than to just listen to it. Yeah. So fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
And you can do it a week early.
That's right.
Now that I blew my nose, second part of the story is going to be fire.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I feel like there was like a booger that was like slowly falling on my mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any like nerves in my mustache.
I feel like we're getting off.
Okay. Yeah. So, and so we go back to the green room and me and Dev are like, whatever we do, we have to, like, he's definitely going to do a second performance. And they were saying it was going to be Ultralight Beam. And I'd only heard like that, a terrible, because at
like
that
a
point,
rip?
The only thing that had been played was the rip from the MSG listening session.
Sure.
Oh, well, perfect audio.
Perfect audio. Yeah,
yeah, perfect from acoustics, like, from MSG.
Yeah, it was from like LaPuma's phone.
Right, right, yeah, yeah, sure.
Just hear him out.
Yeah, just from his Galaxy or something. And but even from that, I was like, this song I feel like is next level. We have to basically focus all of our energy on getting out there to watch the song. And, you know, and this is also, it's crazy to think about like Chance the Rapper not really mattering that much, but this is like the beginning of Chance.
Right.
Having like
on that stage, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, next to like Lin, maybe having like the like Lin-Manuel having like the craziest year. Just like he's a superstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we're making deals backstage. We're trying to figure out, and this guy from SNL comes out and he's like, "Hey, here's what I'm gonna tell you to do. When they take Jonah out, just follow close." And we were like, done. So like 10 minutes later, we see Jonah and I think it was like one other person with him walking out, and me and Dev just like follow real close. So we're just
like lurking?
No, we were just like, we were walking at the same pace, like right, left, right, left, right, mm-hmm. left as them. So we looked like we were like a group of four,
mm-hmm.
not two people.
Or like you were like a private eye following your lead.
Yes, but also like Dev's like, you know, Dev is like
he's a tall drink of water.
Tall drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
Got a
tall drink of Deer Park.
Yeah.
Got a good jumper. But you know, he's like, He's half famous, you know.
Yeah.
Like people recognize him. People know.
He's played MoMA.
He's played MoMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Phil Chan.
I feel like we're getting off.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. And so we're like following Jonah and whoever he was with, and we get caught. We get stopped in this really thin hallway. Like probably like from here to the wall, like probably three people wide,
three rims wide,
and we get stopped and we don't know what's happening, and then all of a sudden Kanye West, who I've never really had been in the same room with, and he is walking towards us. He's wearing that pearl bedazzled jacket that he's worn a lot this year.
Yeah.
And he's just walking towards us. And the order of like who Kanye gets to first, it goes random friend, Jonah, Dev, then me. And Kanye is walking down the hall, and the first person he sees that he stops for is Jonah. And he just looks at Jonah. He goes, Jonah Hill in the motherfucking house. And daps up Jonah Hill. They are just like vibing out. Also, Kanye's like, if you go back and look at it, like Kanye's on like this like very like drunken sailor. What's the guy in Tekken? The drunk guy in Tekken who like he like fights all
Law.
Yeah. He's like he's walking down the hallway like Law. He's just like he has very little balance, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
He's real loosey goosey.
Loose off the goose.
Yeah. Also, what we had also heard was that he was upset.
Oh, about Taylor.
No. I mean, he was probably upset about something. But something was wrong with one of the mics during the first performance, and apparently he like left SNL. Like, he left the building, and Lauren had to go get him.
There is audio, I believe, of that online, yeah.
But also, apparently, in this break, there might have been a decent amount of Hennessy that went into his system, which might provide some clues into... Anyway.
I just imagine him like the used car lot.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing too, man. Yeah.
Air dancers.
The PC term is air dancers.
I feel like we should see air dancers in Atlanta, by the way. Yeah, I think they dance at Onyx.
They open up for B.O.B. So he has like this like straight up like 90-second moment with Jonah Hill. Jonah's very tickled by it. I'm just watching it like because I'm still like Kanye is very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he leaves Jonah. They dap up like probably for like a sixth time. And then goes and stops again, and it's like, yo, like, what's up, Dev? And Dev, who is like a gigantic Kanye fan, like I'm feeling like his like leg shake, and it's like hitting mine, and mine like it like rippled through my body, and now mine is like there's no one next to me, so like we're both just kind of shaking, and Dev was like, yo, like, good to see you again, like I you know, I'm not surprised that they had crossed paths at some point. And then he passes Dev and like just looks at me, and I'm wearing this white Nautica jacket that I gotten pretty recently.
Dope.
And he just looks at me and he goes, yo man, I like that Nautica jacket, and daps me up. I don't know what I said, but I'm sure it was really tight. but it was something paraphrased. I was like, thanks. And then he kept going. And so I'm losing my mind. And we're all just like shaking on the wall. And then he keeps walking. And then he stops and turns around and looks at all of us on the wall and goes, group hug. Somehow Jonah's friend has been lost.
Sorry.
Sorry
about his luck.
But I have a group hug with Dev and Jonah Hill and Kanye. And he holds it like 5 or 6 seconds longer than any group hug should ever last. And it was great. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I don't know where I am. This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. And then he finally releases and keeps walking and then turns around one final time and like addresses everyone. And he goes, this moment was brought to you by Hennessy. And walks directly on stage and just does ultralight beam.
That's unbelievable.
And so, like, that hallway scene was just the wildest thing. And then we walked out and saw that performance, which was somehow even crazier than...
Why have you ever taken off the Nautica jacket?
So...
Sorry, it's a little bit like... has a fever right now?
Yeah.
a travesty happened with that jacket.
What happened?
Jonah Hill took it from you?
Chris Brown wore it in a video.
Oh.
And then... wait, that specific jacket?
Yeah, it's the same jacket. You know that Big Sean video? That's like the Martin video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that jacket. It kind of.
So you didn't want to.
You didn't want to be associated.
Kinda,
yeah. I can't have people.
You know, his gun charge just got dropped. It looks like.
Congratulations. Yeah. Shout out to him.
So.
Yeah.
So shout out to, pretty big and pretty cool news.
So wait. So you retired the jacket.
I didn't retire it. It was just part of my. The next 6 days, I obviously wore that jacket.
Yeah,
obviously.
And I was just looking for Kanye.
For him to be like, hey,
still
wearing the
jacket.
Wait, real quick.
I still like it.
When you watched that performance, you didn't end up watching it live, right? You found your way.
Yes, and I watched it probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Did you notice every single person that was there, like the Dream, Chance?
I did not notice Farnsworth.
Farnsworth Bentley.
I did not notice that Farnsworth was in the choir until I went back and saw it, and someone was like, it's so crazy you saw Farnsworth. I was like, what are you talking about? And then they paused it, and I was like, oh my God, Farnsworth was
right.
Like,
if he had an umbrella, you would have been like,
the choir director, yeah.
That kind of person names him first is like, oh, you saw Farnsworth, not you saw Kanye in like
The Dream. And
yeah. Well, you have to assume that if I was there, I saw Kanye.
Right, right.
Kanye
yeah. Song. But like, that's the dope part. Like, you're like, oh, I saw
ba, ba, ba.
In addition, so New York Magazine's been good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got that answer.
Grantland, when you were there, they sent you willingly on a whole bunch of like cool assignments, right?
Yes. Professional opportunities.
Well, yeah. No one goes to Cleveland on purpose, right?
Hey, wait, wasn't it you who came up with the I'm going to go everywhere around this country? In like a summer?
It was my idea to do it by driving.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, hey, you can just like. Well, like, fly places, blah, blah, blah. I was like, got a better idea. I'll just drive it by myself until I lose my mind. And so, like, okay.
So the whole reason you got to Grantland, can we give credit to two people that helped out?
Mom?
Yeah. Phil Chang. And David Cho.
I know both of them.
Okay.
I love both of them.
Did they play a part in your going to Grantland?
Phil played a part in me hating Wale.
Oh, that's a good story,
you
too.
Can tell that story, yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah. Just.
No.
Wait, hold on. Phil just turned this into like a morning zoo show. Like, you're the sound effects guy. Yeah.
This is Vlad TV. I
don't know. You went to Dartmouth with Phil.
I went to Dartmouth with Phil. Phil's a year older. Apparently he took classes. I never saw that happen.
You guys were in the same frat.
Let's talk about that room. This is my show. This is episode 1. This is the pilot. Don't ruin my pilot. This is just a fun quick story. Phil, did you not have a driver's license?
I did.
You did. Oh, so you just didn't want to. Okay, so now I know that part. You know, so basically, when you go to school in New Hampshire, it's like the strength of the dollar is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have $10 and it could stretch weeks because nothing, like, it's just, like...
Yeah, it's live free or die, you know?
Yeah, live free or die. It's just, like, it's just, you know, the granite state, you know?
Sure.
Man of the mountain. And so, so Phil, at some point... Phil was over our programming board. Like, was not over our programming board, but was basically like the
he was the programming board.
I don't even know how to say that word. It's like consigliere.
Consigliere?
Oh yeah, you were like the rogue shadow programming board that was like, I'm not gonna go through the school, but I'm gonna bring people to school. I'm gonna intercept them en route to Montreal and convince them to come to Hanover, New Hampshire. Yeah. One of these times was bringing Wale.
This is Nike Boots Wale.
Yeah, this is like 07 or 08.
Yeah. Early.
Early Wale.
And so Phil, I think just like dangled, was like, hey, if you go pick up Wale from the Manchester, New Hampshire airport and bring him back, I'll give you $50.
Oh, you can make that stretch for.
That was like.
That's a semester right there.
Yeah. That was literally like $1,000. It's like rent.
Yeah.
And I was like, duh. Adjusted for inflation. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And it's so, less than $7.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, one, I like to drive. Two, Like, how bad could this go? It's just not famous Wale and your boy Rem in like a minivan, I think.
Lucy's minivan.
Yeah. Shout out Lucy.
Shout out Lucy.
Shout out Lucy.
Yeah.
Shout out Lucy.
Yeah.
I drive to Manchester. I get there on time and pick up Wale and whatever dude was with him. And yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just didn't want to drive.
So Phil was there. It's Lucy's van.
Yes.
And Wale shows up with his...
Yeah, with his...
With his guy.
With his guy. And pick him up. And, you know, at that point in my life, friendly. Talkative.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like trying to, you know...
Undergrad Rem.
Yeah, undergrad Rem. Just trying to make some friends. Mm-hmm. You know, have some lifelong friendships.
What was your opener?
So whale. So the small talk is not working. Also, if you haven't driven around the Upper Valley corridor at night, real dark, about 8 lights in the whole state.
Right.
Easy to just kind of get turned around a little bit. And at some point, I just like miss a turn.
This is pre-GPS.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I wrote down, I probably printed some MapQuest.
Right, you're just going by the stars.
Yeah, I'm just like, there's a wolf
yeah.
constellation, which is above my dorm, so it must be that way. And when I miss this turn, and I like, it's clear I miss it because I, you know, have to turn around, he just starts giving me so much attitude. He's like doing like the teeth sucking thing, like that shit. Can I curse?
Yeah.
Yes. This is fullscreen.
Yeah.
.com.
And it's just like, it's like super like sassy in the back seat. I think probably taking fake phone calls.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, sell. Like, you're not a banker. Wale. And then so finally I get this man to Dartmouth. Very much like on time, but it was like a very, and he was like not thankful that I even picked him up from the airport. He could have taken a cab.
Now, what kind of Uber driver are you, Rem? Are you the type that turns on the radio?
$50. Thank you very much.
No, do you turn on the radio? Are you like, you know, letting Wale pick what's on the radio?
No,
is it silence?
Did you sing to him?
It was a van, so he was like in row 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, and you could hear him sucking his teeth all the way from back there?
Yeah, because it was like, by that point, he had already not played along with the small talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like
by the time we got back, we were hanging by a thread.
Yeah, I was like, we thought, like, maybe he's not going to perform.
To his credit, too, you know, it is absolutely blackout dark.
Yeah.
Anything could have been happening.
We could have been kidnapping him. Like, who knew? I mean, who's to say that we actually were from Dartmouth and
right.
we're taking him to a show? Like, we could have just kidnapped Wale.
Well,
sorry, America.
Were you? Wait, were you intending to drive?
Do people listen to this podcast?
No.
Were you intending to drive him back to the airport afterwards?
Oh no, this was a one way.
Yeah.
Oh, this was. There's no amount. I mean,
right? You were like, now you're
60,
a student here.
60
now.
Bucks. I might have.
Yeah, know, sure,
but
sure.
For $50, I was not going to do that. So
since
then, I have. As a good journalist, I don't let myself write about Wale.
Have you seen him since then?
Yeah.
No, like in person?
I don't talk
to Wale.
You
cross paths?
I mean, you know.
I wonder if he has the...
I went to that listening session in that diner.
Yeah.
Seinfeld diner.
Yeah.
I went to that.
Did you
exchange?
Him?
Yeah.
Wait, you remember? There was that... everyone thought that's when Ross started to get skinny, and everyone thought it was like a Ross impersonator, but it was actually just Rick Ross.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was tight.
Phil Chang, close David enough. Cho, Grantland.
I love David Cho.
Did they, what roles did they play in securing you employment at?
None.
Okay.
But they did play one huge role, which was both have extensive wardrobes, and once a year they would give me their worst clothes, and I would take them like they were my nicest clothes because they immediately became my nicest clothes.
All true, except for that Nautica jacket.
Oh, I got me nuts.
Yeah, how'd you get the Nautica jacket?
I'm not telling.
It's
between
Brown?
Me and Kanye.
Yeah.
Wait, and Chris Brown.
You came to New York City with what was your degree in from Dartmouth?
Ballin'.
And what did you come to New York intending to do?
My degree was in sociology.
And
I came to New York because that's what one does when the country is in a recession. You go to the most expensive city in America.
Well, the dollar stretch is very long here.
Very long here.
And go back to school.
Yeah, I got a little tip that a little show called How to Make an America was about to happen. And so I knelt at the altar of that era, Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I got to find my like bell.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I got to start my t-shirt line.
Yep. Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Shout out to Crisp. That was all my idea. I worked for the Department of Transportation, which is tight. The Division of Bridges. I worked on Roosevelt Island.
That's where Eric was born, by the way.
Well,
hello.
That's where I lived for the first year of my life. I was born at Lenox Hill Hospital. But, well, you know.
Wait, were you born in that asylum?
Yeah. That's me.
The one that...
Wait, is this why you have smallpox?
Yeah.
Okay, I've always wondered why you had smallpox. Dog, just out here.
I'm the last of a...
I feel like I have smallpox.
I'm the last of a dying breed. So, but you were going to grad school to do city planning. Is that right?
But the word is urban.
Urban planning.
Well, that's rap.
Which is code for black planning. Which is the reason I left.
But how do you get from there to writing for Grantland?
A very weird series of events. I was blogging. So I've always been like a good student when I cared about what was happening in the classroom. Like that, like I was like, oh, I like this class. Like I'm probably going to crush it. Oh, I don't like this class. I'm not going to go to class and I'm probably going to fail it.
Right.
So the classes were beginning to go the direction of, I don't like them, so I'm not going to go because, like, I'm an adult.
Right.
So I can, like, just not go to class. So I was, like, starting to do real bad in school. But this is also happening at the same time I started to just, like, freelance blog.
Cool.
And completely randomly, one of my TAs was really good college friends with Jay Kang.
Jay Caspian King.
And
the writer.
Began sharing some of my stuff on Facebook, and I guess Jay saw one of the brackets that I had done.
Hmm.
And this was, like, I think month two of Grantland beginning. And they had their squad of big long-form writers but didn't have any young people who could just crank out stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they gave me, like, a little trial run. And I was just writing, like, three posts a day while sitting in class. So, like, my grades were beginning to plummet, even, like, to, like, a academic probation level.
Uh-huh.
But the posts were starting to get a little fire. And so I had something going for me, but I was like, I don't know how to get paid to write, because I'd never gotten paid to write before.
Right.
And I also didn't really know anyone, like, from college. The closest person was Amanda Dobbins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Dartmouth?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was a senior when I was a freshman. Also, my fever is breaking right now, so I'm just sweating because I'm like six layers right now. I'm dying right now. Anyway, so I went home for Thanksgiving, and over Thanksgiving, I got an email from Simmons, Bill Simmons, Young Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, I'm not going to tell you that you should drop out of grad school, but if you want to, there's a job for you.
Had you met Bill before that?
No.
So this is his first email, and it's just like, hey, here's some...
No, we had emailed, but I didn't...
Here's some life advice.
Yeah.
I had met... I don't know who I had met. I took the job before I met Bill.
Did you tell Bill to stick it because urban planning was your passion?
That's where it's at, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I told him that. So that was like a really... a real trying Thanksgiving, because I was like, hey, Ma, funny story.
Did she think it was funny?
Hey, no. Not at all. Like, hey.
You can say that now.
Hey, Professor Mom that loves academia. So follow me.
Yeah.
I make brackets.
I know I have.
And everybody's going to think it's really
I know
good.
I have a semester left of grad school.
But this dude hit me online.
But
and
this
said...
dude wants me to write for his like sports blog. So I'm going to go do that. Yeah, I know. I have to. I have so many loans to pay back. So I think the best way to handle this is to not get a degree.
Best way to handle it is three posts at a time, right?
Three posts at a time. So yeah, I never went back. to Columbia. I was on a leave of absence for 3 years.
Really?
Which basically just meant I didn't have to pay my loans back.
Oh.
And I kept telling them I was coming back. I was like, and I thought I was good because I put it on my, in my LinkedIn. I was like taking a sabbatical.
Well, meanwhile, by the way, what else have you put on your LinkedIn?
I'm the CEO of the Hawks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm president of the Falcons.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
I'm the host of The Daily Show.
Man, congratulations. Did you show your mom your LinkedIn?
My 20s have been wild. Yeah.
Olympian.
Olympian? Yeah. I beat Usain Bolt.
You were working at Grantland when there was no New York office, when you would split your time between Eddie Wong's Bauhaus and what was the bar?
Yeah, what was that bar that was down by NYU?
It was a sandwich shop.
Sorry. What was the sandwich shop that served alcohol later on?
It was called Brad's.
Brad's.
R.I.P. to Brad's.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wrap?
Yeah, it's been a wrap.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite thing about Brad's is, like, Brad's wasn't good. But Brad's just had fire Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's the important part. That's it.
Yeah. But Buku outlets.
Yep. were there other people who worked there during the day?
No.
No.
Just... I would get there about 9. I would have, like, a bagel and a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
At noon, I would get a sandwich.
All these are just decent.
They're just edible.
Yeah.
Did they know you there?
Yeah.
They better have.
Yeah. Around 5, I would get a beer.
Clock out.
And then I would just see where the evening took me.
5 o'clock East Coast time?
Yes.
5 o'clock, you know, like AM, in London.
Yes. Yeah. Also, but it started to get, like, kind of scary. I started to get, like,
cirrhosis.
Like inter-office mail at Brad's. Like, I got a pair of, like, shoes delivered, and, like, the dude just walked in and goes, "Is Rembrandt Brown here?" I was like...
Were the shoes from either Phil or David?
No, they were, like, some really... they were probably Reeboks.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then... But I worked at Bauhaus a lot.
And then when you got hired, like, full time, you had insurance. Everyone was treating you, you know, there.
It's your fever.
Yeah,
it's not actually.
Rem just lifted up his glass of water, and the coaster was sticking to the bottom of it.
It's crazy.
You can watch that on full screen.
Yeah.
Wait,
director's cut.
When you were full time, you started working out of the ABC ESPN offices up here.
Yes.
What was that culture like?
I loved it.
Could you still get a beer at 5 o'clock?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't.
Eric, this is Rembrandt Brown. Okay?
Did you ever run into,
why,
like,
are you trying to sully
Michael
my
Strahan
reputation?
Or Kelly Ripa or
no, I used
Regis Philbin?
I used to see Hoda a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Hoda Kotb?
Yeah. She would just be like I think, like, wine drunk at 8 a.m., like, sure, walking a dog. I was like, yo, that's my boo.
Wait, but she's not on ABC.
No.
But I think she lived around there.
Oh.
I would see, like,
was she stalking
Sade
you?
Badadewa. You know her? Sade Badadewa.
Who is that?
She's on, like, the Taxi TV.
Oh.
Yeah. Sade Badadewa. She's tight.
Now I know. Yeah.
It's like Badder Than Woo, but it just rolls off super, super fly. And then the, what's the, Sandy Kenyon?
Don't know.
I know Sandy Kenyon.
Movie review, Sandy Kenyon.
Yeah.
In the cab.
Have you ever taken a cab?
Not
We're
really.
Uber boys.
I turn that off right away.
Yeah.
Like, with the quickness. We live
such a different life. I turn it up. I turn it all the way up and I roll down the windows. And then
you yell at the cab driver. You say, "Are you listening to this?
Yes. Have you heard this yet?
Yeah.
Have you heard this yet today?"
So, you worked at Grantland for a total of
exactly 4 years. I started. I literally started working there. I went full time that November, but I think I wrote my first piece like November 1st. Of 2011, and my last day was Halloween 2015.
And how did you find out that Grantland was shutting down, and what was your last piece supposed to be?
I wrote a piece, it's so fire, but only Mark Lasanti has it.
Shout out to Mark Lasanti.
Shout out to Mark Lasanti. Shout out to Upstate.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's not Upstate.
Yeah, from Westchester.
Yeah.
Is that up?
It,
don't do this.
It's north, but it is...
There's a whole lot of north, you know, upstate New York to go through.
Like Rochester?
Upstate starts past
Buffalo?
Past Westchester.
It past the Tappan Zee Bridge. That is officially upstate.
Buffalo's west.
Yeah, Buffalo is western New York. Syracuse is central New York.
Yeah, this moment was brought to you by Hennessy.
Yeah. This is super based. Oh, yeah, I wrote this. So I already had it. I was already going to go work at New York Magazine. I already had a job.
Right.
I had the... I had some insider information that I needed to get the hell out of there, but not really though. I didn't. No one thought the site was actually going to end. But right. I had a contract to get out of. I knew that I needed to leave before the whole thing hit the fan.
Right.
If I hadn't have done that and the site had ended abruptly, and I still had like 9 months of my contract, it might have been very hard for me to get out of that.
You might be washing dishes at ABC right now.
No, I'd just be writing more sports stories that I don't know anything about. They'd be like, yeah, that's why the Ryder Cup went to the American team.
By the way, my super racist Facebook friends who are all voting for Trump, not friends, but people that are Facebook friends.
No, your friends.
My friends. The people I hang out with.
Right.
They were very happy that America won this year.
Ryder Cup.
Yes, because finally America is great again. Wow. I'm dead serious.
Oh.
I think it's
great again and we're good.
Yeah.
I think they should have knelt.
Because I think that...
Who, Jeff's Facebook friends?
Yeah.
They should.
Yo, what if you could, like, kneel on Facebook?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Like, change your profile picture to...
Yeah, it's like, you know how...
To be a little bit lower.
Yeah,
halfway crop or something, yeah.
Oh, that'd be tight.
Should we do that? Should we start that?
Yeah, email Mark.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Mark Lasanti. So I wrote this piece about... it was called How to Go Viral, and it was just about viral content, which is the only thing that matters.
Right.
And how... it was like my farewell piece because... Nothing that I felt like I wrote was meant to go viral because I was writing for like me and six of my friends for 4 years.
But some pieces did go viral. So
I was just like, the key to going viral is to only care about viral. I think I said viral like 58 times in the piece. And I was about to turn it into Mark, and Mark was like, hey man, just hold off on that piece. And I was like, nah, dog. Like, this is
one too many virals.
This is flames. Like, what happened? I think this is really good. And he was like, no, I don't think it's gonna ever happen. And then we all got an email that was like, hey, go upstairs. And so we went upstairs, and there was like an HR lady waiting for us. And then a conference call started. And then it was like, hey, so
was it silent?
I walked out at some point. I was mad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And never came back.
But you were already leaving anyway.
Yeah, but I didn't want the site to end.
Oh, right. They said that.
There's no I in team.
Can you talk about what Bill Simmons meant to... I mean, obviously, like, he gave you a good platform to speak about whatever you wanted. But can you talk about what he meant to you in terms of your writing and your style and your online persona?
Nah.
Okay, cool.
I love Bill. No, I mean Bill's like literally like a like family. He was very hard boss, but a very fair boss, which is all you can ask for. Like he was like, I will give you the keys to the castle if you just work harder than everyone else. And he's like, if I know you're doing that and you are part of this team and you want this thing to succeed, then I will literally do anything for you. And if you don't, then like, just nah, like you, this isn't going to work, you know? So the expectations were astronomically high for everyone. I think there was an added pressure I felt for me because I hadn't like proven myself really. It's like, this was everything that, I felt like for that first like year and a half, like I couldn't write anything that wasn't perfect because I think people wanted, like a lot of people were not thrilled with the fact that someone so young was working a place like this, you know, that it was sort of unproven, you know, like because it was like a dream job. It was a dream place. Like everyone wanted to work there. And so I felt like, well, I can't take that for granted. I have to prove everyone that I'm worthy.
So when did you start writing pieces that were not perfect?
So I said a year and a half. So like the next day, I just started dialing it in. Just like, No.
That's not a real question. So, okay.
I don't know, I was trying to think of like the first piece. I was like, that was bad.
But I mean, you got to do a lot of cool things. You went on Air Force One. You dropped the coaster.
I went on Air Force One with Barack Obama.
Layers are coming up.
Would you like me to turn the fan
on? I'm just going. I had like 102 fever like an hour ago.
TM 102.
TM 101.
Well, yeah, but you know, there's also 103.
Yeah, but why are we talking about TM 102? We're talking about TM 102.
I mean, I just felt like it was your temperature.
I thought we were talking about Jesus.
You were wearing two. Yeah, like, okay.
If I wasn't here, I was literally gonna go to the hospital. Oh my god. I felt real bad like an hour ago. That's how much I love y'all.
I know. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. If I die here, though, my mom's going to be pissed.
No, but we're going to see you tomorrow. It's cool. We'll just explain the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. When you pitched driving around the country to Grantland, how did that go over?
Bill pitched it to me.
Oh.
And I was like, because basically there's like a lull in internet content in the summer. People just aren't reading content as much. And so we were looking for like a hook. And it was like that. It was at that very delicate point. It was... The site was proven, but you didn't want it to just start to belly out. Because this was summer 2013, so this was, you know, the beginning of year three. So we're looking for something weird to keep people interested. Because also, like, you know, no shots, but it's like it's after basketball season. Before football season. That's called baseball season.
When it was a reality that you were going to go and drive around everywhere, you sent an email to everyone saying?
Help. No, I remember this email.
Yeah.
Shit.
You were like, hey. Rem said, come meet me anywhere. Like, I'm going to be. He's like, I'm going to be in Chicago on this date. I'm going to be in D.C. on this date.
I had like landmarks every 2 weeks. I was like, and a lot of them were music festivals. I was like, I'm going to be here. I had like a very skeleton.
Because you were going to drive everywhere yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for real. 14, for a whole summer.
14 weeks.
That's crazy.
Did you... At what point did you think, okay, I'm going nuts?
I mean, I wrote it. I, like, actually lost... Like, I lost
Yeah,
it.
I remember reading that piece. I was setting you up.
And, but the best thing, and I remember I was talking to... my ex-editor, now editor-in-chief of The Ringer, Sean Finnessy.
Shout out to Sean.
Young Finrock. at Finrock. that I went to Burning Man, which was lit.
Puffy was there.
He was there. That was the notorious Puffy with the little parasol and goggles. He looked like Riff Raff. And after 8 days in the desert, I filed my Burning Man story to Sean via text, and it came through in like green text over the course of like 2 days. And he almost killed me.
Yeah.
He almost.
How many words was
straight
it?
Straight out, it was like 3,000. He like straight up almost like homicided me. Anyway, I drove back, and the original plan was, I had one last leg, and I was going to drive, like, do one final march back, like, to New York, via L.A. to New York. Because I had some states in the middle that I purposely skipped over so I could do them. Like, I didn't go to Oklahoma or Kansas.
Tough break.
yo, shout out Kansas. oh, my God, I'm wearing a Casey hat.
Oh, there you go.
And
I thought it was for Kid Capri.
It is. and so I show up at the office. I like there was dust in my skin that I couldn't get out. Yeah,
this is the LA office.
Yeah, like I was, you know, this is week 14. I'd been spending typically like 8 hours a day in the car by myself. I also learned about audiobooks after the road trip, which was not very convenient. I didn't listen to a podcast or an audiobook, but the one thing that did happen is Yeezus came out.
Oh, so
I remember pulling over the side of the road in Tennessee, to try to download a zip file, and then I learned that you couldn't download zip files on your phone.
Right, because then it's just a file you can't open.
Yeah, it was just, so I just, like, I remember sitting on the, I was, like, watching people react to Yeezus, and I was just like, I'm in Tennessee. I miss my friends.
What was the longest that you drove in silence?
I mean, I definitely remember having days where I would get to, like, dinner in, like, a random town and realize that I hadn't, like, made a sound. I hadn't, like, I was like, I don't know what sound's going to come out of my my voice box right now because I actually haven't even said anything. So, like, there were probably a lot of days where I was just like, I have to drive across, I have to drive 8 hours through Montana, but that's only a third of the way through Montana.
Follow-up question. What's the longest that you listen to just static on the radio?
I listen to a lot of, the one ritual I had was I would listen to Delilah every night. You know Delilah?
The song?
Not no. Hey There, Delilah.
No, the, oh. you know.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Delilah, she's like a radio personality.
No, I don't know.
And people call in and they talk about their, like. Their,
oh, is
their
this like at the end of like Can't Hardly Wait?
Well, no, this is like this is real life.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. That's why I said it's like that.
It's a fictional film.
Hold on.
I know.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes. It is like it's
okay.
People will call in and be like this is going on in my life, blah blah blah, and Delilah has a very calming voice, but she would hear the person out, she would talk to them, and they'd be like, I got a song for you. And would just always, has like a 100% success rate on picking the perfect song for that person's situation. And every time she would do it, I would just be like, oh! Did it again. Oh, I also, the funniest thing about that summer, which I can only laugh about now that I've reversed some of this. I gained like 35 pounds.
Oh, just sitting and eating and.
Yeah, that was the other thing. So the end of that story I was telling was that I never did that drive back to New York. They sent me home. They were like, the road trip is over. Yeah. You look crazy and you sound crazy and you can't put together good
sentences.
Were
you still like holding on to the like steering wheel?
Oh yeah, I took it into the, yeah. into the LA offices with me.
We saw you. I just remember this. We saw you like. Unshaven, unhaircut,
yeah.
Like rim. A couple days after you got to New York, we were all like around our friend Alex's.
Oh yeah,
apartment.
Oh
and
my
you
god.
Were, yeah, you were looking worse for wear. You were like, and there was a lot of like uncomfortable sort of like, I don't know what I'm gonna do next. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I also didn't have an apartment.
Oh right, that's what right. It was. Yeah. Oh, and everything was in a storage unit.
Yeah, and I did.
Because your lease ran up before you left.
My lease. Yeah, I came. I interrupted the road trip. For 24 hours to fly back to New York to move out of my apartment.
And you stopped by Alex's birthday party.
I stopped by a surprise my friend Alex for her birthday.
Yeah.
And then I did one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
Which was
I put my stuff in storage right next to the old apartment, not where I was going to move.
Same storage?
My stuff is still in storage. On 44th and 10th.
The same one.
The same one.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
And I still get an email, like, every other month being like, hey, we're really going to sell your stuff this time. And I'm like, I'm going to pay you.
Are you?
Shout out, is Manhattan Mini Storage the sponsor?
Oh, my God.
They're serious about that. They'll just sell your stuff.
Well, how serious
I've
are they?
The storage wars.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Well, no, because, like, in my iCal, I have the not only the date but the time at which they're no longer playing. they're like, I'm saying this for my own sake.
Yeah.
On October 18th at 10 a.m., they are going to sell my stuff if I don't pay them.
Oh, that's coming up.
Real soon.
Well, you want us to come with you?
Yeah, I'll do an auction.
No,
after
so
this.
You can pay online. It's,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. You don't have to.
Manhattan mini storage.
You know, I could handle it with this.
You very well could.
Wait, so President Barack Obama. How was that?
It was tight.
Yeah, that's right. But I do want to... Okay, so I was asking Eric...
I wanted to poop on the plane, but I didn't.
That's what you wanted your legacy to be on Air Force One?
Epitaph?
No, I had to poop.
Did you... Did you take anything from the plane, like a napkin or a
roll of toilet paper would have been fine.
A toilet paper?
Quadruple ply.
Yeah.
It's just towels. just full throw pillows.
Did you take anything or no?
I took everything.
Oh, okay, okay.
I took notepads. And by took, I mean they just gave it to me.
Right.
But I did it like sneakily. They presented it to me. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, it just felt like cooler to, you know, be bad.
Well, you've not only met Barack Obama, you've also met
David Cho.
Clinton, David Cho. You were on.
Yeah, you did the.
I'm with her. That's a hashtag.
Yeah. No, but you were on TV.
Yeah, you did the
during a.
It's not like a. It wasn't a debate.
It was like an interview, really.
Yeah.
It's a lot like this. Less Kleenex.
It's a presidential forum.
Yeah.
In Iowa.
On the Democratic side. Hillary, Bernie.
And the God, may he rest in peace. I'm just stalling because I'm forgetting his name. Martin O'Malley.
You know, I'm sort of upset that you never interviewed Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
He's just
you'll get
something.
So here's the thing. I found out today that Gary... I thought Gary. I thought Gary worked at Radio Shack.
I mean,
but Gary is a governor
from New Mexico, right?
New Mexico,
crazy.
Gary, there are things that Gary
Gary's seen
should
a lot.
Know to have made it to the status of gubernatorial success.
So,
and he said today something along the lines of. It was like a good thing that he didn't know where certain countries were, because he wouldn't just blindly go to war with them if he didn't know where they were.
Sure.
That's real Trumpian, by the way. Like, of course no, well, I'm up at 3 a.m. Like, don't you want someone up at 3 a.m.?
Gary's real dumb.
He's real dumb.
Keep that in.
Oh, just because he
does Gary listen
know.
To this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't said who I'm supporting yet.
Oh.
Okay. When do you announce?
Can I say? Should I say who I'm supporting?
Whoa, announcing on the pod. Wow, do very well for us.
I'm going to throw my support behind Hillary Clinton.
You really are with her?
I'm with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very brave stance.
I've always voted for men. But it has to end.
This year?
It has to end.
Wow.
Do you feel comfortable voting for a woman? Or is it just like that woman?
I'm with her.
Wow.
Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
For president.
Not her,
the movie?
The movie, right.
Is she in that?
She's not. No,
okay.
No. Yeah.
This
no.
is definitely not a Hennessy moment.
So,
no, I like Hillary.
Yeah. Did you like Hillary when you met her?
Yo, Hillary's like an OG. Hillary's like, she's like Ty Ty. She's like.
Because she also beat up.
Yeah,
Kelly,
yeah,
right.
I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, Hillary's got like goon qualities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I respect. It's
Did
like,
you sense this when you looked at her? You were like, I see, yeah. I see.
Hillary like respects, like a monochromatic outfit.
Mm-hmm.
The way that is, it's like super fun. She's like, you know what? I'm gonna wear all blue.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's gonna be blue, or she's gonna wear her like Twisted Fantasy red, which was tight, or just all. I mean, I like Hillary.
So
you know?
You're with her.
I was at the White House yesterday. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah, how was that?
It was tight.
South by South Lawn.
It was just people.
Which by
they
the
gave
way,
out blankets.
That's pretty dope.
People were getting like way too comfortable at Barack's house.
Wait. Did you swag surf?
No.
Ah, then forget it.
Let me tell you why.
Swag surf looked a little bit like
it okay. doesn't matter. It doesn't right. matter. You have
just
to start somewhere.
It was there, right.
yeah. yeah, people swag surfed on.
I got a text
the lawn at the White House.
I got a text from someone who was not at the White House, and they were like, "Yo, 5:30 swag surf White House lawn." And I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yes." And I actually went to the meetup spot,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, "It happened at 4:45."
Oh
wow!
So now I am on like the wrong side of history,
right?
People think
you
like
can't swag surf
people
by
think
yourself.
I'm like, you know, I'm like Mr. Respectability politics because I was there and didn't swag surf.
Mm. Damn, Rem. What a missed opportunity. Well, Jeff is going to swag surf there under a Clinton administration.
Thank you.
With me Pusha and Pusha T.
Man, I got that waltz.
Rem, can you have you met Frank Rich yet?
Maybe.
Okay.
He's one of the white guys.
Yo, I met him. I think I met him my first day.
Really?
we were in line to turn in our health forms.
Really?
I haven't seen him since.
Hey, Rembert Brown, like writer at large. He's like, hey.
But I have a cool little pocket.
Frank Rich, writer at large.
There's a part of the office called Scriberia, because it's basically like the outer reaches of that no one, like I swear half the office probably doesn't even know.
You can see Russia from there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Gucci tape called?
Waptober.
Oh, the new one, yeah.
Waptober. Go get that.
10/17.
But I think he has a desk. He also like works on Veep. He's got stuff to do.
Yeah.
He's got stuff to do.
You also wrote a little TV recently.
Yeah.
How was that?
You know, not public.
All right.
Cool. No, it's cool. But
security.
I have no idea. Okay. Who knows? Yeah. I sat in a couple days Portlandia.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Kerry Brownstein's the coolest person on earth.
What about Fred?
What about Barack Obama?
He's not as cool as Kerry.
Oh. Yeah.
You can't have two coolest people on earth.
Yeah, coolest is a superlative.
Thank you, Phil.
Dartmouth.
Wow. By the way, if Rembert Brown has children one day and he's lucky enough to have twins, he's just going to be like, well, one of you is cool.
That's how I feel.
That's when my mom had one kid.
Oh.
Got him.
We're going to see. We're going to see your mom tomorrow. We'll walk the Beltline.
Yep.
Is that what it's called? The Beltline?
Yeah.
Should we see Welvin the Great when we're down there?
The what?
I'm sorry, Welvin.
Oh, Welvin the Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Welvin actually lives in Atlanta.
Imagine that. Yeah, that's who we're getting our verse from.
You should go to Follies.
Okay.
To see the air dancers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a wing special.
Okay, good.
I think between 7 and 8.
Anything else to do while we're down there?
Get our hair cut by Killer Mike.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go see Mike.
Yeah.
Just go find Mike.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike's the best.
Yeah.
He has 3 barbershops.
Mm-hmm.
He's also just like the mayor. They're doing some big construction project in Atlanta, and there's this huge drill, and there was a vote, and they decided to name it Driller Mike.
Oh, I saw that. That's pretty awesome.
So good.
That's really awesome.
It rhymes.
Wait, before we leave, who's the nicest rapper that you've worked with?
That you mean that I've like made I've written albums on, with?
Yes, that you've spit hot 16s for. That's personality.
Personality nice, Phil. Yeah. We don't judge skills anymore.
I love Mike. I'd say the person I'm like the closest I've gotten the closest with is probably Malcolm McCormick,
mm-hmm.
Mac Miller. It's been like amazing. So at the Republican convention, Bun B was covering it for Vice.
Yeah.
And it was like, because he was in Cleveland and it was a Republican convention, he was just existing in plain sight and very few people knew who he was, which blows my mind.
At the Republican National Convention, they didn't know who Bun B was?
No.
There's like a disconnect between you two.
Yeah. I'm super into it though.
I'm glad that Phil Chang was here to witness that. Yeah, by the way.
But he's the greatest.
Bun is the greatest.
And I'd heard he was like just the best for years before I ever interacted with him, and did not disappoint. This is so unrelated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to put this into the universe.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I went to a former coworker of mine, Andrew Sharp, went to his wedding in the Hamptons. And when they got married, they said, "I do." They walked out to let the beat build.
That's cool.
And Andrew's mom, who is a queen, did not know that song was happening. And as she's walking out, she goes, "Is that Wayne?"
Wow.
So she's, I was just
down.
Like,
yeah.
This is a great. Also, as we were driving to the wedding, I forget what Hampton we were in. I'm not good at the Hamptons.
One of the Hamptons.
We were
Hampton University.
We were at the real HU. We were at Hampton University. We were in Newport News. And, yo, that would be so funny to convince someone the Hamptons were in Virginia.
That really would be.
That would be great. I'm going to do that. And we are waiting to like take this right to go on like the one main road to drive to the wedding, but we're stuck and there's like a little sidewalk next to where we were. All of a sudden, just driving by us, Jay-Z in a golf cart.
What?
He was there. I think he was there for Gabe's wedding.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That makes sense.
And so as soon as I got to the wedding, I saw Andrew before the wedding, and I was like, "Hey man, so I know you got a lot on your mind right now, but I'm gonna try to, you know, combine these parties at some point." He's like, "Are you cool? I know this is your day, but like, are you cool that?" He's like, "Get on it." It never happened, but I tried.
Oh my God. Our mom is going down to Houston at some point soon, like in the next like couple of months or something like that, right? To visit her high school friend, Barbara.
Babs!
Who we stayed with down in Houston when we shot our video with Bun. And there's part of me that wants to have Bun like just surprise them, like set them up like at like Breakfast Club or something like that and have Bun just join.
I think
he would do it.
I think he would do it too.
Yeah. I've heard so many amazing stories about him. Like most of the ones that I love are about how he's like a huge cinephile.
Yeah.
And I forget who to. You know Joey Patel.
Fader
from Fader.
Yeah, very close. He told me you'd have to ask him the story, but I remember like the main point, like the main thing that happened. The story, it was Bun freaking out that he was at an event and was like sitting either near or next to Tilda Swinton because he just loved Tilda Swinton and like didn't know how to talk to her,
yeah,
but like didn't know how to like was like didn't know if she would know who he was or if she would care. I was like, the world of like self-conscious Bun B is the cutest, most beautiful, endearing thing I've ever witnessed.
Rem, I'm so glad that you got over your fever.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're not dead.
I'm so glad that you made it up here.
It's kind of coming back. It's coming back. I need some fluids.
We'll see how Atlanta goes, and hopefully we can do this again.
Yeah. Also,
where can we drop your name?
I can't believe. did I already say Follies?
We'll have a part two.
That was great.
Thanks.
Thanks for funding.
Cool. Was that like 4 hours?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I'm so late. I was just like dying in the cab. The guy was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Shut up."
Well, by the way, that's exactly how you would have wanted it, doing what you love. Riding around in the cab, cab TV.
And being late.
Thanks everyone for listening to this week's episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, if people want to find out more about A Waste of Time with It's the Real, if people want to find out more about that upcoming mixtape Teddy Bear Fresh, where should they go?
You can go to soundcloud.com/A Waste of Time. You can always go to iTunes. You can search for A Waste of Time with It's the Real. You can go to fullscreen.com/It's the Real. I don't know why I'm so rusty, but you can always comment, you can always like, you can always subscribe, you can always tell a friend. You can also go to Twitter, It's The Real, Instagram, It's The Real, Facebook, It's The Real. We're also there under our personal names and our government names, which happen to be the same thing. You can go also to Snapchat. Eric is It's The Real Eric, I, Jeff, and it's The Real because It's The Real was taken. And yeah, anywhere on the internet you want to search for us, we are It's The Real.
Here's the thing, Jeff. We've been doing this podcast for 75 episodes, something like that.
Yeah.
And the only reason we're successful to this point is because people told their friends about the podcast. And here's what we need for all the people who listen right now.
Yeah.
Tell other friends. Because you know, the friends who listen already.
It's a movement.
The people who listen already, it's sort of like old.
You want to know what? It's not a movement. It's a lifestyle.
Let's keep it fresh. Let's tell new people about A Waste of Time with It's the Real. And that starts with us. Jeff, who do you want to tell about this here podcast?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to congratulate myself on becoming the manager of Vibes. I was the assistant manager of Vibes, but now I am the manager. I got a promotion. So shouts to me. I don't get any more days off, but I think that it's a lot more responsibility. I'm happy about that. But I do want to send some shout-outs to Jazz Cartier, who's listening from Canada.
Shout-out to Jazz Cartier, who's on tour right now, actually, yes, with Post Malone and...
Somebody else.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's somebody.
He's somebody.
So Jazz Cartier, shouts to him. Also shouts to John Wexler out in Portland.
Okay.
He's going to be an upcoming guest, I believe.
Okay, so Jazz and John.
Oh, do I need another one?
I'm just saying Jazz and John should go tell everybody they know about A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yeah.
I would like to tell Chris Chan. Is there was a point about 5 or 6 episodes ago where you put a call out to leave an emoji every time we put out information about this podcast. And you didn't know what it should be. You said it could be whatever people think.
Yeah.
And our friend Chris Chan out there in internet world took initiative and was like, what? I'm going to put watches.
Yeah.
And so every time we have put an Instagram up, he's put 1 million watches up. And then he hit me up the other day and he's like, I'm that guy. You should shout me out. Shout out to Chris Chan.
Just Chris Chan. I do think that there should be a wastebasket next to it.
Watch like trash can.
A watch and like the knife emoji.
It's time for trash.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
It's time for trash. I'd just like to say, by the way, I hope people really enjoyed that Wayno episode. I know people next week are going to enjoy the Sav and Steve-O episode.
Yes, best of both offices.
We've been on quite a run with these industry ones. I hope people are enjoying them because there's a lot of inspiration there. And I just love these episodes, man. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Jeff, you having enough fun to do it again next week?
Yeah, we have to. And I enjoy it.
Okay.
What's up? It's Michelle Morrow.
And Malik Forte here to tell you about our new show, Status Effect, on the Sideshow Network.
Every week, we hang out with our guests to talk about the games, the consoles, and the moments that helped define them. Check us out on Status Effect every single Wednesday.
Download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes, or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/Status Effect.
Hell yeah.